Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But Jaren Williams puts out, I'm good. No handouts. Not asking for help. 10 toes. Bout mine. Best believe I'm a step. Obviously the starter, Leroy. Just saying.
That's what you got out of that?
100%.
All right.
Now, Tate Martell.
Mm-hmm.
This one is even more. You want to talk about tells. This is a Martell right here. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Tate Martell, he puts on social media, picture him quarterbacking. Let's work. Over. Told you. That's a not got the job text.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, let's work. Why would he need to work if he
doesn't have
the job?
Why would you need to work if you got the job? Doesn't have the job. Clear as day. This is what Kosi puts up there. Puts up a lyric. I know that it ain't going to be so sunny one day, and I know that this pain ain't gonna really ain't really going away. Hashtag blessed. Hashtag humble child.
Hey, by the way, hashtag blessed, that usually means...
No. Hashtag blessed means you ain't got the job.
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 Yo, slow down. Yo, and Kosi Perry is the future, man.
Yeah. You guys,
there you
man.
Go.
Game's expert.
You fallen for it. You have to understand, like... Even last year, you think Rick really wanted to play Nkosi Perry?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't think he wanted to play anybody. I think that's why he's. Right. I think that's why he is where he is.
Yeah,
he
went. And keep in mind that I don't care who's the coach last year. The way Jaren Williams was going about his business, he wouldn't have been a quarterback even if he was the best one. He couldn't keep his butt on the field.
And he was serving a red shirt.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't want to burn him.
Right. So, yeah.
We solved it, though, boys.
Good job, Tobin, with the journalism.
Journalism.
Great now, job by you.
Hey.
Now,
hey,
hey.
Kane's football Twitter account. Where's my credit? You didn't say first reported by Brendan _ Tobin on Twitter. Where's my credit? I scooped you.
How about this? Who had Jaren Williams before camp started?
No.
Oh, nobody. No, he was the least talked about.
I mean, he was.
Almost transferred last year.
That
was the comments that was made. I thought they were made about him. Remember when?
No.
He said if somebody don't want to be here,
they put out that story again. I was like, oh, did he talk about this again? The May Diaz transfer thing. I was like, oh no, this is what we talked about back in Vegas,
right?
About not begging anybody to stay here. And yeah, I thought that was about Jaren Williams because he was the closest to transferring. Like his dad was pretty vocal about it. But I was like looking back in the system. I was like, what's been the Jaren Williams storyline? And literally the only sound I could find from him is lost a lot of body fat, like changed my body.
He has completely been Zero Dark 30 on everything.
Yeah, which is why when you see him on Instagram what he says.
Which is the starter.
That
usually what the starter said. Why should he have to say anything?
Yeah, it was, we solved it yesterday, but I would say as far as when we were handicapping it, definite surprise. Definite surprise when we were going to say, who do you think it's going to be? You think, oh, well, high profile Tate Martell went and got him in the transfer portal. He's going to have the leg up. They want him to work out.
I knew that was going to be tough when I heard from Ohio State. Here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
When you think about it, right, we never considered it because of Tate Martell and Nkosi Perry had already played. But isn't Jaren Williams the best combination of both of those guys?
I think the thing that's interesting about it is both of those guys have pretty visible scars as far as
correct
not having things worked out already. And Jaren Williams is the fresh start. We haven't seen anything from him.
Well, he was the best guy of the three guys in the practice that I went to. And I thought he's been the best quarterback all spring. I just thought Manny Diaz would go by the social media guy and give it to Tate Martell. But I don't think it was close.
What?
Yeah, no, no. Robbie believes that Manny just falls.
Well, I think Jerry Williams is that much better than Tate Martell that he can overcome Tate Martell's hype video. Manny, if it was close, I would have given it to Tate Martell.
Manny likes clicks. It is true.
That is true. Question now is, what does Tate do? Because there was the Snapchat from the long snapper who showed Tate Martell's locker sign on the ground.
Is that real?
I don't know. What
does his locker sign say?
It was like on the ground. Like,
I think Beast fell for one.
I don't know.
I think Beast fell for Twitter.
It won't be the first time.
No, what did you send? You sent like a picture and is that who the long snapper? Is that who it is?
I believe it's
John Denny.
Yes.
Okay. It was like a picture of the locker room, the label. It was on the ground and it said something like "The Dream is Dead" or something like that.
Yeah, like R.I.P. Dream. I
tried following the dude on Snapchat. I don't know if it was part of his private Snapchat or what. I didn't see it, so I don't think
it's
real.
I don't know if it's fake, but he did not practice yesterday.
That's being reported a lot of places.
From all places. Now, Barry reported last night, a couple of people reported last night, that Tate Martell was going to be at the team meeting. I don't know if he ever did get to the team meeting, but, if you're Tate Martell, just mentally, think about, you fought your ass off to get eligible. You didn't get the job here. That's two places you didn't get the starting job. Now what?
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to get into with the Tate Martell thing. I'm fascinated by a lot of the stuff that he went through yesterday with a lot of people laughing at him. But we got to get to headlines, so let's get to that.
Okay.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Yeah, so Jaren Williams, Manny Diaz calls him QB1. He is a starter for the University of Miami. That came out of nowhere. So we'll see what happens.
For us.
Yeah, not for us.
For us. Right. Publicly. Publicly, it came out of nowhere.
But wasn't he the best at the last scrimmage? Like Barry Jackson was saying,
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Everybody that much of a surprise.
And evidently, after that last scrimmage, Manny whispered into his ear, "Hey, you're the starter." And then it came out yesterday.
I think
you forced the announcement yesterday.
Oh yeah, 100%. That's not even debatable. Of course I did.
But I would say shame on us for not even considering it, because when this started, it was between Nikosi Perry and Tate Martell, and nobody even considered Jaren Williams.
Well, you know what it is, man. We don't get a look at these guys. Like, they close this stuff off so much, so it's one of those
things. Right, but still.
It's one of those things where you kind of go with the guys who get the most headlines, and those two have the most stuff around them.
In my own mind, I guess when I was handicapping the quarterback race, I kept going back to, man, Jaren really wanted to leave last year. Like, his dad wanted him to leave, so I didn't know where he was.
How about this? You want me to tell you why?
Yeah.
And this is just football in general.
Right.
It's not particular to Jaren or anybody else. And this is why coaches have to be careful.
Yep.
When you're on a team and you know you're better than somebody playing.
Yep.
That's a
yeah,
problem.
No, that could do it,
and
too.
And that trickles throughout that team, okay? The coach is obligated to put the best guys on the field or explain himself to the rest of the team, because why would they put
– No, they see it every day.
Right, exactly.
By the way, your boy Robert takes after you. He tweeted, if Tate Martell transfers, does he still get a Coastal Runners up ring?
That's not cool, man. Minus one, Robert.
Hey.
Minus one.
The Heat schedule.
Funny.
Yeah, to you.
But wait, that's not like Robert is, he's not.
Yeah,
he's
just serious. I mean, it's not inaccurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Wow.
Wow. Play your sad trumpet.
Jesus, man.
Come on. Gosh, you can't start the morning like that, Robbie.
Well, we got to call like I see it. They've only won the Coastal once. Let's get real here.
One was stripped.
No, they had another self-sanctioned one.
Well, there was another team. I think North Carolina was also sanctioned that year, and then the Cades were the next team up, and then they were also sanctioned.
Personally, I think Al Golden did that self-sanctioned thing because he knew he was going to get his ass whooped, so he's just like, we won the Coastal.
I'm going to quote myself. Heat schedule was released yesterday, boys.
Oh, yes.
Open up the season. Hosting the Grizzlies October 23rd.
I'm talking about
7:30 p.m. Now, here's your nationally televised games. ESPN, December 13th versus the Lakers. December 18th at Philadelphia. And March 4th versus the Magic. Then TNT has you October 31st, Halloween at the Hawks. December 10th versus the Hawks.
It's
April 14th.
Random.
versus the Raptors.
Yeah, two Hawks national TV games.
And then the NBA TV games.
Well, the Hawks are on the comeuppance too, right?
Well, I guess it's Vince Carter's farewell tour. You know, they want to get as much Vince Carter as
possible. Trae Young, too. Trae Young's super popular.
Trae Young almost won Rookie of the Year.
I don't think he had a good second half. I think Luka pretty much dominated.
TV games, October 26th in Milwaukee, October 29th at the Hawks over the Lakers.
I hope Trae Young does something about that hair, though. That's hard times.
True. March 2nd at the Bucks. And...
Oh, well, Beast, you forgot to mention what time the pregame starts for that opener against the Grizzlies.
Oh, it's a 6:30 with Tommy Tighe and Jonathan Zaslow.
Hey, that's the only way he could be 6 foot. It's with that hair.
And Tobin, would you like to comment on Bradley Beal tweeting the following?
Oh, boy.
Or, sorry, Chad Johnson tweeting the following about Bradley Beal. Having dinner with him in 2 days to discuss his future here in Miami, with the league now being balanced with it being two dominant stars across the league, it makes the most sense to come here.
Listen, Chad Ochocinco remains being one of the great recruiters this offseason. He's right there with Dwayne Wade. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to see. And everybody sees that the wheels are in motion. Shout out to my guy, Barry Jackson, fellow journalist. felt like he welcomed me into the club yesterday.
He did!
Barry Jackson's tweeting out, "Wheels are in motion, Tobin."
Barry,
don't do it.
That's what I said. I said, "Don't encourage him." But now Barry's onto it. Like Barry sees a story and then sends it to Tobin.
I don't. What are we doing?
It's only a matter of time.
Barry, you just get little snippets of Tobin.
We should invite him in here one more.
People are on board, man. They know.
Get the full Tobin.
Barry wants to put on a sea captain's hat, too. Let's just be honest. He wants to go out there. It's going to be me and him out on the boat with Riles.
I would pay to see the
boat. What would his role be on the boat?
I don't know. Probably
Gaff.
Probably intel.
I figure he would be the
Gaff. Gaff? What, are we making a movie?
Barry Jackson would tell me if I was captain of a ship, he would tell me if there was going to be a mutiny.
Oh, yeah. He would have all the fodder.
So he would basically be the Beast.
No, Grand. Not the Beast, because he's not kissing ass. He's just getting intel.
Right.
He's just getting intel.
The Marlins start a 4-game series with the Dodgers
tonight. I believe it's a 3-game series.
My bad.
No worries. By the way, you want to know what my dumb ass did last night?
What's that?
Watch the Marlins, and it weren't on.
Replay?
I'm watching this game. I'm like, damn. Man, Marlins got out to a nice little – oh, no. I said, wait a minute, what was the final score last? And I click on, and then Severini goes, "Oh, what a beautiful Sunday." I'm like, like an hour.
That is weird. So they replayed it at 7?
Yes.
Yeah, they do that.
That's odd.
That is weird.
And you can barely see the replay sign on the top right corner.
Right. Like, they barely.
It's like in white.
There was no sports on yesterday.
That's why I flicked through the channels.
It's August, but it felt like a July day.
What did they have? It was like Indians Yankees on?
Indians Red Sox.
Indians Red Sox on
Little
ESPN.
Little League World Series.
I was like, nah, pass.
LLWS.
I tried watching Serengeti. My son kept bothering me, so I couldn't get into that either.
No elephant schlong?
No, I didn't get to that. I'm still in episode one.
Two things. Just one, Roberto Luongo is going to become the first Panther to have his number retired, which is totally worth it and honored and deserved.
Yep.
And last but not least, scary incident yesterday with Chad Thomas at Browns practice. You don't hate to see a guy immobilized, and they're worried about neck injuries. And it turns out he's got a neck sprain. He can feel all of his extremities. He says he's good.
Is that a stinger? Is that what that is? Or is it worse than a stinger?
No, because it's in the shoulder, isn't it?
No, it's the nerve that. Right. But a stinger, it'll go away. If you sprain your neck, you're gonna be sore for a minute. You're gonna be turning like a Frankenstein.
Is he gonna be out for a while?
I don't know. It depends.
Well, it's preseason.
I mean, because keep in mind, I mean, he's looking. You know, he's looking. He's turning a lot. So. You just wait and see.
Let me ask you a question, because every day we come in here in the morning and ESPN's on. We're reading the crawl. This guy's injured. I don't think it's any more than it ever has been. I think it's just more reported because there's more outlets. But when you were playing, were you like, just please let me get through this camp? Let me just, please.
You kind of think like that. But at the same time, man, when you practicing, you getting hit. So and you practicing against other teams, you're getting hit. So you're not thinking about getting through camp. You trying to compete in that practice, which is why coaches do it, so players don't get complacent. But I never, ever thought just get through this camp. I always thought, let's get ready for the season. Now, you didn't want to, like, and then if you got banged up, then when you become a vet, it ain't going to hurt missing a couple of practices.
All right, when we come back, the first leg of everyone's favorite game. It is time, boys.
Oh, yeah.
The NBA schedule is out.
I'm out.
Nope.
No,
you can't be out.
You're not out. You're in.
Fine. Because you know what? I know you're not going to be able to help yourself anyway. Let's get to it, boys.
Yeah.
That's a win. That's a loss. We're going to knock this out. 20 games an hour.
We're going to do this 82 times?
No. Yep. 20 games an hour. Let's go.
If anybody has any real objections, let me know. Let's roll.
Okay.
All right. Opening night. October 25th. No, your objection is not of results. You would just object to the segment. That's not the same thing.
Yes, this is crazy.
Get on board, man.
Listen.
You don't even know who your favorite start five is going to be.
Listen, the three of us live for this.
Ready?
Yep.
Just blow right by my thoughts.
First up.
Yep.
Opening night, October 23rd against the Memphis Grizzlies at home. Obvious win.
What's a win? You know they got John Morant.
No doubt about it. A win. Win, of course.
Game two. You got a lot of rest. Saturday, October 26th against the Milwaukee Bucks. That's a win. Ooh, Giannis looking to impress. Giannis is looking to you got Bam.
What? BFFs. Oh, no. Giannis is going to look to impress because he wants to be here.
He's like, wink, wink.
Yep.
Then you have the next night on a back-to-back.
Are we playing basketball or are we winking?
At Minnesota, you have.
Ooh.
Oh, that's an obvious win. Obvious
no,
win.
No, I don't know. It's a back-to-back. It's a loss.
Getaway day in Minnesota.
You're forgetting something.
It's a back-to-back.
You guys are forgetting something.
What's that?
Jimmy Butler.
Game change. Revenge. Yeah, win.
He walks in there and he goes, Daddy's home.
Oh, revenge game.
Daddy's home.
3-0.
Not even a revenge game. It's just, hey, Andrew Wiggins, Daddy's here.
3-0.
Yep. First, then you have home against the Atlanta Hawks.
I don't feel good.
All right, I'm going to go. That's a win.
I'll go loss.
At home.
That game.
You know what? They're going to win that one, but they'll lose the next one on the road.
Agreed. I think they lose.
At this rate, they're going to be 75.
No, you don't know that.
I'm losing both Atlanta.
Let us finish the game.
Yep.
Okay.
I got 2-3 so far.
Of course you do, Robbie.
I got him 4-1 through the first five.
Then we move into November, boys.
Yep.
All right, hosting the Houston Rockets, a little Sunday 6 o'clock action. I got a win. That's a win.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Beat Houston last year.
Yeah, they did.
Knocked
out Chris Paul for that game, I remember.
Yep.
I'll put that as a win.
Took out Russell Westbrook. You mean the guy who wanted to be here and he's stuck in Houston? Enjoy.
I'll go for it.
There'll actually be a good crowd that day. It was a good team.
Plus, you think those guys are going to get along? No way. Then you got Tuesday at the Denver Nuggets. Obvious loss. Nobody wins in that.
But it's not getaway. It's not getaway day. It's the first game of the road trip.
It doesn't matter.
Still lost.
At Phoenix, obvious win. Obvious win.
Yep.
Then
agreed.
You have
5-2.
Then fascinating game. Back-to-back. Second night of a back-to-back at the Lakers.
I don't know about this one.
At the Lakers. Here's what I say. Still in kind of that LeBron trying to send a passive-aggressive message mode, you know, maybe showing to AD, I'm the alpha, you're the Robin, plus trying to get that third piece. You know, I'm going win for the Heat. I think they take opportunity of the chaos.
I'll go win.
Fine. I'm in. Win. 6-3.
Leroy,
what do you got?
Leroy?
You here?
Leroy?
Okay.
5-4 for me.
Tuesday against the Detroit Pistons.
Detroit basketball.
Yeah, Blake Griffin had a great year last year.
Eh.
I'm still going win.
I'll go win
with that.
7-3.
Hey,
then you got a win.
What? Have they lost yet?
Yeah, I got two losses. I got two losses. Yeah, I got two losses.
Robbie has 20 losses. They haven't even played 20 games yet.
Yeah.
I was 6-4. 6-4. Very respectable.
Then you got you're going to be in Cleveland.
At the Bums.
Win.
That's a win. Obvious
That's
win.
That's a win, yep.
Then you host the New Orleans Pelicans. Zion Williamson in town, Leroy.
I think that's all they got. That's a win.
Could be surprised.
Drew Holiday.
You got Drew Holiday. You got all the Lakers scraps.
That's a national TV game, right?
Well, the Pelicans have a lot of national TV games.
Yeah, of course they
might have
do.
Snuck one in there.
Let's see. I have the Heat's win streak extending to 5 there. Yeah. Then you host the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh,
you got
the Bums are in town. That's a win, yeah.
It's a win, not even a debate. Then you go in Chicago on a Friday night. I go loss. Never a game I feel comfortable
Jimmy
about.
Jimmy Butler, though. Revenge game.
Nah, it's two teams removed now. I don't feel like it's a revenge game. I never like going to the United Center. I always feel uncomfortable there. But
I'll
then,
go win.
Then
oh,
you go,
I know why you went lost there. Because the next
in
night.
Philadelphia,
yeah, yeah.
In Philadelphia, win. Jimmy Butler, he's coming for blood.
So that's a revenge game.
He might even sit against Chicago. I'm not even kidding about that.
It's a back-to-back Butler revenge game.
The Samurai needs to get ready for battle. Doesn't need any team petty game from 2 years ago. That's not a thing, right, Leroy?
Already three Jimmy Butler revenge games before November ends.
I appreciate your efforts, but it ain't working.
I'll go loss.
Especially you commenting on somebody else being petty.
Hosting the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, that's
November 25th.
No Kemba.
Definitely a win.
Definitely a win.
In Houston, I'm going to go loss there.
They almost beat them last year. They had like a
It's in Houston. It's a midweek game. It's a sleepy Wednesday game.
You know for sure they're going to be up by 20 points during that game. That's they're going to blow the lead.
You know, then you have, this is going to be an interesting one, hosting the Golden State Warriors.
Win.
Not your older brother's Golden State Warriors.
Even last year's Golden State Warriors. Doesn't matter. It's a win.
They do play the Warriors well. Deion Waiters always plays well against the Warriors. It's interesting. All right, then we'll go three more, Leroy. Three more here on the first leg.
Now all of a sudden, you praising Deion Waiters.
What? I'm just saying facts.
Facts are facts. Dude.
Science is science. Facts are facts. Go out for a three-game road swing, Leroy, to start the month of December.
It's an East Coast swing.
You got yourself at Brooklyn. Obvious win.
Bunch of bums.
Then you got in Toronto. I'm going to go lost there.
I don't feel comfortable there.
But then you take on those bums in Boston.
Such a win for my Miami Heat. Such a win.
No, minus one. You're a Celtics fan.
What are you talking about?
You're already reverse jinxing, and we're in August. I see what you're trying to do.
Not doing any such thing.
Nope. That's a win for the Heat. I got them at 16. I got 16 and 5.
I got that was 21 games. I thought we were supposed to do 20.
No, well, I mean, you gotta hit 21 on the first couple because
it's 82.
82 games.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I can't count.
I got him at 14 and 7.
No, I have
pretty good. Pretty good. 14 and 7?
I have 15 and 6.
What do you got, Leroy?
What do you got? I got Leroy? 15 and 6.
What do you got?
What do you have?
Leroy?
Did you do the math? What do you got?
Not playing this week again.
We're only a quarter of the way done to the game.
Why can't you just be a team player?
Super exciting.
By the way, Leroy, you get on us for the football schedule. We know nothing about who the quarterback is and what stuff. We pretty much know who's going to be on the Heat come these games.
Do you?
You know,
you fat shamed half the team.
Not true.
Only a quarter.
You tried to trade most of them.
No.
And now all of a sudden you're riding them out for a 16-5 record.
I love the Miami Heat. It would be irresponsible of me not to go out there and try and make moves.
Let's comment who you tried to trade.
Why do you always have to do this?
You would
have
gave JJ away for a pack of ho-hos.
I love James Johnson. I love him.
You just don't want to get kicked in the face, but you did.
He's got the best hair in the NBA.
He looks great now. Good look for him, man. Good look.
He looks like Hood Carrot Top. Let's stop.
What are you doing there?
He's not an accurate.
That's what I said.
He's not an accurate, but whoa.
That's not.
If Carrot Top lived in Liberty City, that's what he'd look like. Black dude with orange hair.
I don't think you should go there, man.
Why not? It's accurate.
Seems kind of.
Man, I mean, I just really don't want him to beat us up.
Be you. If he's comfortable with it, I'm fine with it.
By the way, after 21 games last year, they were 8-13.
No, big uptick. You got Jimmy Butler now, baby.
I have him having an eight-game swing.
No. Jimmy Butler now, baby.
So Jimmy Butler counts.
Got Philly cheese back.
We got Philly cheese. You got Philly cheese back now, right?
We got
a hero on the team.
You got Slim Cheesy. You got your bucket.
Drips.
I'm sorry. Kemp Jordan. Bam Adebayo, breakthrough year.
You guys was too wishy-washy.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
You know what the hell I'm talking about.
No, man. We don't.
Wishy-washy.
Will you just do me a favor?
Let me see. Now you're praising Deion.
I'm not praising. I'm just saying.
We got him. That means.
He says, doubt me at your own risk. I'm not going to doubt him. He looks like he's putting in the work. Less Fortnite.
I have problems remembering, but I always seem to remember all the stuff he says.
Nope. Less Fortnite, more forearms.
Woo! Point for Tobin.
All right, you guys
even be mad at that.
You guys know I love fights. There's a big one coming up, and it really puts us at a conflict. We'll tell you about it next. Guys, Dolphins preseason is underway, and 7Eye Ticket is going to have daily Finns camp reports with the latest news and information. Preseason reports on the ticket are sponsored by Lexus of Pembroke Pines. Always an amazing deal. Is today the first JP? Is that what we got going on, or are they just having a regular P today in Tampa?
Because they traveled, right?
They go.
The game's on Friday.
The game's on Friday, so they'll go Tuesday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Right. Then day off, then Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, so today is the
yeah, so today's got to be first. They got to have a JP today. First, the revenge games for Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Hey, it's going to be kind of hard to do a revenge game if you ain't starting.
Well.
Get backup revenge game?
I mean, look, right now it seems like Flores is going with him. Doesn't he say he's comfortable making a decision on this? Like, when we had Bees on yesterday, it made it seem like they're going to start Fitzpatrick, right? At least that's the way it's leaning right now.
Yeah.
Because I know Bees said, like, Ryan Fitzpatrick can go out there and he could have a disaster performance. Mm-hmm. But if he goes and has a disaster performance, you're going to make that decision on him being Ryan Fitzpatrick, because the Fitzpatrick giveth and the Fitzpatrick taketh away. That is his career. Like, he'll go out there and he'll ball out and you'll be like, this guy's great. And then he'll go out there and he'll spontaneously combust. And you're just like, woof, this guy's the worst. So if he goes out there and he has a terrible performance in his one series, is that really going to give Josh Rosen a leg up? Or does it feel like Flores is kind of in the place where he knows what he's going to do?
I mean,
because I found it interesting. Like, he was like, Stephen Ross is at the point where he wants them to lose games but not get embarrassed. I don't know, like, what that means.
It takes me back to what I said when he got the job. So no one's like, right? Your owner said we want to be bad. The coach takes the job. I mean, you're either bad or you're not. Like, who cares how bad it looks? You understand what I'm saying? He wants to look good while losing enough games to put him in a better position next year.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Barry Jackson, my journalist compadre, he says, according to a team source, even though Stephen Ross would like to land a top QB in the 2020 draft unless Josh Rosen suddenly blossoms, he does not want this season to be an embarrassment to the extent that his team is historically bad or blown out repeatedly. He especially does not want to get embarrassed at home games. So because of that, Ross has told coaches to try and win, and he believes if the Dolphins end up with, say, 5 wins, it's okay because the Dolphins can trade some of its treasure trove of 2020 picks, including 2 second rounds, a third, fourth rounders, to trade up for a quarterback if Rosen doesn't prove to be the long-time solution.
Not a good idea, by the way.
My question.
No, it's you mean just drafting a quarterback?
Trading up all those picks to move up to get a quarterback.
I don't think it's a smart choice either. And what does that mean? You're not going to go through embarrassments.
My question to you is this. How are you going to be able to determine if your quarterback's any good if everybody's so bad around him?
Yeah. How do you
know? And if you get a new quarterback next year, you're going to be in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep moving forward. You got to keep moving forward and improving your team, and whatever happens, happens. You can't set it up until you get into that moment.
And also, historically bad, like, teams have been 0-16. So what, you're going to be the third team to do it?
And what if you win 4 or 5 games? And you end up with the third or fourth pick, but your team is progressing, are you still going to trade all those picks because you figure we were bad? Are you still going to
I mean, I guess it depends who's in front of you. Like, if it ends up where the Cardinals are terrible again, are they going to take a quarterback for the third straight year? Kind of seems like, I guess that's going to be the determination there.
I mean, look.
Unless somebody really wants to leap you for Tua or Herbert or whomever.
And I tell you, if you can tell those guys would be good now, You'd make millions.
Okay, but isn't that kind of Chris Greer's job? Like, they are making that determination. Like, this has not been a new thing. They've been talking about this 2020 class basically since the last draft.
Until they were able to get Rosen.
Yeah, but, like, it does. See, that's the thing, though. It doesn't feel like they're that invested in Josh Rosen, does it? They're kind of if we found a gem here, it fell into our laps, okay.
I mean, he was a top 10 pick.
I understand.
In a bad organization. So you're saying to me, when you pick him up, you're saying one of two things. We're a better organization than Arizona. And in this organization, we can get him to be the best quarterback he can be. Or you could look at it and say, it only cost us a second-round pick. And we didn't even have to give up a second-round pick. We, in effect, traded down to get a guy who may have been the second highest quarterback taken in this draft.
Right. But even still, that's not going to leave you, because you're saying you didn't give up much for him. What you invest in a guy, it kind of lends to you're not going to give him as much a chance as a guy you'd pick high.
I don't believe that. Once you have a player on your team, if you evaluated him and you think he can do certain things, it doesn't matter how you got him. You seem to be caught up in this, hey, if we have a lot invested in, we have to play him. And that's not true, because Devontae Parker hasn't scratched the field yet.
Yeah, but he's
at a consistent.
But he's a first-round pick.
Yeah, but he, and that's my point. They haven't force-fed him.
Right, and there's no pressure for him to have to do something, because.
No.
Right.
But to my point of this, you've kind of boxed yourself in. Like, the reason he's still on the roster is because he's one of their first-round picks.
No, because he's probably.
That's why he's still around.
He's still on the team because he's the second or third best receiver you have.
Is he?
Regardless of where he's playing.
Wait a minute.
Is he?
Second or best? Second best?
Second or third.
People are more excited about an undrafted wide receiver.
Well, now! Now they are.
Even last year, like, wouldn't you, like.
Go. Understand this. The type of receiver that Devontae Parker is unique to everybody that's been on this roster since he's been here, okay? Size, the ability to go up and get the ball. There's no other – every other receiver –
But he doesn't do that, though. Oh, that's one of the criticisms. Like, but, it's ideal what you would want him to do.
Right, but you need a guy like that on your roster. You're asking me why he's still on the roster besides being a first-round pick. I'm like, look. The Dolphins have Robert Kimdiche, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a first-round pick 2 years ago. That don't mean nothing.
Yeah, but if he gets injured, they're not going to be like, if he gets injured again,
but
shows that he's not going to be kept around.
But I'm saying you have guys that, if teams thought like that, would still be on their original teams.
Yeah, but the Josh Rosen thing is from a unique perspective, because they went with an entirely new coach, and the coach had said when they went to get the guy. I mean, first of all, it's kind of a weird situation that they went and got Cliff Kingsbury, considering his success at Texas Tech.
Yeah,
but he went out and said, like, oh, Kyler Murray's my guy. So they just have to be a position
for it. He said that
before
he knew he was going to be the coach at Arizona, and before he knew Murray was going to be the first pick in the draft. That was kind of a thing because he was playing against him.
Yeah, but
you can't take that seriously.
Don't forget in those mock drafts, like, Kyler Murray was going in those mock drafts. Like, they had Kyler Murray going to the Dolphins until he got measured at 5'10", where he was on his tippy toes.
That was surprising. The 5'10", by the way.
Notice, he never got measured again.
No.
No, right. He didn't get measured at his personal workout, right?
No, right, wouldn't let him. Right. Look,
shenanigans going on at the combine.
I just absolutely think that you guys look at everything surrounding football and try to make that the reason why somebody's playing. And as a player, every coach, no matter what, has said, I don't care where you got drafted, you earn it. And I think for the most part, things are like that. Now, if it's close, then that might come into play. But if a coach, if a player on a team ever feels that a coach is not playing the best players, okay, that coach can't win. You can't win. You have to play the best players. You earn it. And for all these other reasons to come into why a guy plays or not, except he's the best player, okay?
But since you also have to, you have to have at some point, if you're starting your career, even in the most ideal situations, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to be your quarterback for, what, 2 years? If he balled out this year, he's old. And
right.
if you're Brian Flores, you have to have some kind of eye on the future.
No, you do, okay? But if Ryan Fitzpatrick balls out this year and you sign him for another year, you definitely go get another quarterback then, because you're going to need somebody to replace him. But you're going to ride this Ryan Fitzpatrick thing out.
Oh, man, if we're Ryan Fitzpatrick after more than 1 year, just please
look,
don't.
Look, that's just a card.
You might have
look,
him 2 years.
That's a horrifying thought.
You have
that's
to.
That's a horrifying
but
thought.
But look, it's a horrifying thought. But you just said if he balls out, he will play. That under no circumstance, if he's having a good year, will the coaches say, we need to see what Josh Rosen has and take Fitzpatrick out and put Rosen in just to see what the future looks like.
Yeah, but he went through the same thing last year in Tampa. Like, they basically were waiting for the first Josh Rosen implosion to put out Jameis Winston.
Oh, that's a great
right.
That's a great expression.
But guess what?
The Rosen implosion.
But
I mean, okay. I meant Fitzpatrick.
But That's a different
scenario.
The Rosen
implosion could be coming.
Yeah, it could be a thing.
Let's think of it this way, though. What you're talking about is not a guy who didn't play. We're talking about a guy who was the starting quarterback. That is a different scenario than the Josh Rosen thing now.
I get what you're saying because he's established, but ultimately it comes down to the same thing. Tampa Bay is trying to figure out, is Jameis Winston going to be the guy? Because they don't really know if he's a franchise quarterback.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they have more of an idea than the Dolphins did with Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah.
Or is it the same?
No, I don't think they do. I think he was still at a point where you need to figure that out. Number one overall pick.
Think about this, though. If he hadn't had all of that other stuff going on, you think they'd feel a little bit better about where he was? You understand what I'm saying?
Probably.
Like off the,
yeah,
off
probably.
The, like, if you knew that you could depend on him more, you would feel a little bit better about him.
I don't disagree with that.
But it's not about his pure quarterbacking ability.
His quarterback, but it doesn't help that his quarterback ability has also not been great.
Right. Of course. So, like, yeah, but rule number one in football, and especially in the NFL, you earn it, you get it. It's simple as that. Every coach has said that. Every coach, the first thing they say to every rookie that comes in league, yo, man, you still got to earn it. I don't care how much you make. I don't care where you got drafted. The coach has a responsibility to the other people on that field to put the best players out there. Because that's how you keep the team.
All right, you can text Joe 67974. We roll on to hour number two. Plus, I'll get to that big fight announcement next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.